The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by American Express. No matter what you do, from business and finance to a podcast about business and finance, it's easier when you don't go it alone. The powerful backing of American Express. Don't do business without it.
With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Converting to a Roth IRA from a traditional IRA can mean tax advantages for you, but there are reasons that you should steer clear of converting to a Roth. We'll have details, but first, here are some money and market stories you need to know. Tesla investors take note. In the wake of CEO Elon Musk's tweet about wanting to take the carmaker private, the Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating the company on multiple fronts, including issues related to disclosure about production of the Model 3 sedan. Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Charlie Grant says any SEC fine that may result from possible violations would have minimal impact on Tesla's finances. Charlie writes that the most important impact is Tesla may struggle to raise cash it badly needs while the investigation is going on. Few investors will buy new shares in a company under investigation. Those who would will likely demand tough terms, which would come at the expense of current investors. You may have heard that President Trump wants the SEC to start the possibility of requiring public companies to report earnings every 6 months instead of each quarter. Proponents say it would make companies less likely to focus on short-term profits. Heard on the Street's Justin Lehart writes that executives might want to say as little as possible, but investors want to know as much as possible about the companies they own. Longer lag times between financial reports would make investors view stocks as riskier, since a lot more can happen in 6 months than in 3 months. Stocks would eventually reach the same place. It would just take longer and the short-term moves would be bigger. This ought to lead, all else equal, to stock prices a little lower and companies' cost of capital a little higher. Also, writes Justin, longer lag times could create a less level playing field among investors. U.S. consumer sentiment slid in August to its lowest level in nearly a year as consumers registered concern about rising prices. That's according to the University of Michigan's preliminary August index. The survey found that buying conditions for large household durable goods, vehicles, and homes were all viewed less favorably this month. If you have a traditional individual retirement account, you may have already converted it to a Roth IRA. But those who are still contemplating the switch to a Roth should think about whether or not this is really a good strategy for them. In our studio now is Wall Street Journal special writer Laura Saunders, who writes the tax report. Laura, since 2010, Congress has allowed owners of traditional IRAs to make full or partial conversions to Roth IRAs. Quickly tell us basically what a Roth IRA is and what the advantages are to converting to one of them.
Well, a Roth IRA has wonderful advantages if it's not too expensive to get there. Roth IRAs, the money goes in after tax, it grows tax-free, and then it comes out tax-free. So if your $100 grows to $1 million, there's no tax on it. Also, there are no required payouts like there are with traditional IRAs. So it's a great thing to have. The only question is it appropriate to do the conversion, because you have to pay full taxes on the conversion. People really flinch when they have to write that check. But sometimes it's a good idea not to write the check. So we dredged up some of those circumstances.
Okay, conversion is not always a good idea, according to experts that you've talked to, right? First of all, you pay tax on the transfer.
That's right. You have to write a check. And it can make your income go up so that it could affect other benefits as well. You have an income spike. It could lower your child's financial aid for college or something like that. So there are all these circumstances that you want to think about when it's a good idea or a good time to make a Roth conversion.
Okay, some other reasons. Maybe this one's the most important one. You write that it doesn't make sense to convert to a Roth if your tax rate will be lower when you make the withdrawals. And this may include moving to a state with a lower tax rate.
Yeah, I think that's important to make that point again and again. You want to do a Roth conversion, pull money out, put it into a Roth IRA when your tax rate is the lowest. So perhaps somebody who, a young person, say, who's worked for a few years and has an IRA or a 401k, so you go back to school for another degree and your income takes a big dip, that would be a good year to convert your other earlier money to a Roth IRA. Same thing if you've retired at, say, age 62, and you've got some lower income years before you have to start pulling money out of your traditional IRA, those can be good times to convert as well. On the other hand, if you're about to move from a very high tax state to a low tax state, you should maybe wait till you move. However, look carefully at what your state does. New York has a special exemption, about $20,000 per person of state taxes on this money.
Also, you say don't convert to a Roth if you need to use the funds from the IRA itself to pay the tax bill. In other words, if you don't have an outside source.
Yeah, that's right. You need to be able to write the check with outside money.
Also, you're worried about losses. Say the assets lose value after a Roth conversion. You write the account owner will have paid higher taxes than necessary.
Yeah, you paid taxes and you're out the money. You're not sharing those losses with Uncle Sam anymore. And so it's real money that's gone.
What about the caveat that converting to a Roth IRA will raise stealth taxes? What stealth taxes are you talking about?
Well, that's an interesting interaction in the tax code. It will spike your income for the year you make a conversion. And you can do partial conversion, so it might not spike it that much. But it could do something like it could raise your tax on net investment income. It could maybe raise your Medicare premiums for a year or two. So these are things to look at. You might not want to have a large capital gain and a Roth conversion in the same year.
You say there's really no sense in converting to a Roth if you need the assets now rather than later?
Yes. A Roth conversion works best if you can let the assets sit and grow for a long time. And so if you're going to need the money soon, you know, don't go through all this now. It's a lot of trouble.
And Laura, you want to bring up this point specifically. I know you shouldn't do it if you'll have high medical expenses.
Yes. This is something really to think about. It might be a good reason to do a partial conversion. You see, under the current tax code, medical expenses above a certain threshold are tax deductible. And that would apply, say, if you have a lot of expenses from home health care aides or you're in a nursing home or something. And so if you've converted to everything to a Roth IRA, then there's no deduction available because you don't have any income. And so maybe if you want to plan around, you know, think of saving a few years of nursing home expenses in that IRA, in a traditional IRA, that might be a good idea.
And finally, you say it's probably not a good idea to convert if you think Congress will tax Roth IRAs. Are there concerns about this?
I think that the general public is more concerned than the tax experts are. The tax experts point out that Congress likes the upfront income from Roth IRAs. You pay tax sort of going in, not coming out. And so, therefore, they think that Congress is so hungry for revenue that they will probably leave Roth IRAs alone.
Wall Street Journal special writer Laura Saunders. Thanks a lot, Laura.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.